I walk through light and shadow, and then a dense quiet that is holding a word I can smell but not yet see. I think it is death, but perhaps it is green. The decaying floor of the woods, the dried blanket of brittle leaves and crumbling mash of log and stick is perforated everywhere by green shoots which are born to the light. Maples and pawpaws and hickories and trout lilies and many more, all resurrected by the magnet of the sun. It is here, kneeling in the dank rod of the woods and watching the ants walking to and fro, that I can imagine the paradox of arrival, of ending as beginning, of the moment when the river enters the sea, when the current becomes part of a vast, deep stillness. This image reminds me of some lines in one of Thoreau's letters I came across last week. He wrote it to console his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson just after the latter's 5-year-old son Waldo had died of scarlet fever. "Death is a law and not an accident," Thoreau wrote. "It is as common as life. When we look over the fields, we are not saddened because the particular flowers or grass will wither, for the law of their death is the law of new life. So it is with the human plant." Thoreau frequently addresses this idea in his work. The human plant flourishes as a part of nature, but withers in seeking to be a part from nature. The sturdy white pine and the sturdy young boy who climbs its sappy limbs are always living and dying toward each other, and the balance they create.